conflict.
So the Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Shofar Sukkah v'Lulav, the Perek Ches of Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam has one of the more famous formulations in all of Mishneh Torah, which is an appropriate place for the Rambam to conclude his discussion of Zman Simchaseinu. The Rambam says, "Hasimcha sheyisma chadam v'asiyas hamitzvah v'avas ho'el shetzivah bohen." The Rambam sees an expression, the outward expression of avas Hashem, the relationship to be simcha b'asiyas hamitzvah. So you really love somebody, so it's very joyous to be able to act in accordance with their will, right? Things that are mundane, you know, the Rambam's own mashal from Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Yud, I'm taking out the garbage for, you know, your life partner, you know, ani ledodi vedodi li, I'm talking about on the human level, is not taking out the garbage in general, right? It's an expression of deep love, which is why the Rambam says in Perek Yud, Hilchos Teshuva, you know, yasa kol amitzos miyad, a person who's an oyev Hashem. So not only will you do them, but here the Rambam's adding in a nekuda, it's not just the asiyas hamitzvah, but it's a simcha be'asiyas hamitzvah, that it's an expression of joy. Okay, avoda gedola hi, v'chol amonei atzim v'simcha zo roi, v'parei v'menu sh'nemar tach sh'lovat Hashem v'kech v'simcha v'tu v'vav, v'chol amagis daito, somebody who's arrogant, v'chol ekav v'atzim v'al miskabit b'hinav v'mekom v'selo, chote v'shote. So first of all, he's a sinner, right? Because he's not engaging in this avoda gedola. But he's also a fool, shote. Sometimes Rambam uses this language, like in Hilchos Teshuva, when he talks about somebody who's malig and a mevaza, baal tshuva. The Rambam says not only is he a rasha because he's over in Issa Daraisa who knows Devarim, but he's also a ksil, he's also a fool. Right? We should admire such a person. So here the Rambam is using the same language of a chote and the shote. You find the same lesson in Chazal and also in the Rambam, a person who's not magia lahora, who's mora. So he's of course a sinner because it's wrongful, but he's also a shote, he's foolish, right, to engage in such behavior. Okay, so again, the Rambam is stressing the importance of this. But in the previous halacha, the Rambam notes, right, something very fascinating. Mitzvah laharbos b'simcha zo, the special simcha yisera of the Beis HaMikdash, v'lo yosin oso amei aretz v'chol misha yirtza, el gedolei chachme yisrael v'rashi yeshivas v'san hedrin v'chasidim v'azkenim, v'an shi ma'isa him shay yimirakten m'sapken m'nangin m'samachin v'mikdash v'chag v'sukos. Almost hakel type language. So why is the Rambam so concerned that the people who should participate in the simcha should be the Rashi Yeshivos, the Chachamim, the Anshei Masa, etc.? Like, what's that all about, right? You would think that if anything, you know, in terms of you know, giving shiurim, so that might be reserved for the elect, you know, but in terms of simcha, everybody could rejoice. That's why I was kidding around. We're talking about, you know, chasidus, right? That was a big part of the idea. Except for the Rambam, that wasn't part of the idea, as we'll explain. Because the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, when he discusses the issue of Pikuach Nefesh, Docha Shabbos, right, and Chalal Shabbos Achas, Deisha Tishmor Shabbosos Harbe, so the Rambam says, Kshosim Dvarim Ha'ilu Enosin Nosan Lo Yodei Goyim, Lo Yodei Ktan, Lo Yodei Avadim, Lo Yodei Noshim, Shlo Tei Shabbos Kalim Enehim, El Al Yodei Gidol Yisrael V'chachameihim. Okay, so the Rambam again is Mechayev. This is a very important idea. It's a big nafkamina lahalacha now, in terms of security on Shabbos, and unfortunately all the attacks, and, you know, Poway in Pittsburgh, and North Miami Beach, you know, Halle, Germany.
Who are interested in the Yachad High.
So, the Rambam, you know, here again, it says, when it comes to, you know, Shabbos, we don't want Kedei Shalotei Shabbos Kala Be'inehem, so that's a very big issue in terms of the, you know, security services today. It's a very important issue, obviously, Pikuach Nefesh. On the other hand, there can be and have been many cases of Zolzol Shabbos. So when we first started with CSS in our shul, I went to all the training sessions. I didn't do level 2 and level 3. That's already like jujitsu. But I went to understand, and I have to tell you, on a weekly basis, it's something that I have to keep my eye on very closely, right? Because there is certainly justification. But the Rambam, again, felt that it should be done specifically by the Rabbanim, because everybody has to understand this is not a heter for Zolzol Shabbos. So these are the only two places in the Mishneh Torah that I'm familiar with. The Rambam has a special requirement that goes beyond the Gemara, you know, in this regard, where the Rambam says there's a special chiyuv on the, you know, rabbinic leadership. So, you know, I wasn't, God forbid, ascribing to myself the title Gedolei Yisrael v'chachameihem. You know, the point in the Rambam is as follows, that when you're coming to something that could be a spiritual compromise, what you need is the clarity of spiritual leadership. So certainly everybody agrees, Shabbos, that's an Isser Skila, we don't want to be Shabbos Kalabinayim. The Chiddush of the Rambam is really in Hilchos Lulav. What the Rambam is suggesting there is that Simcha itself, and some of us have been discussing this in the context of Hilchos Yom Tov as well, Perek Vav, Simcha itself is always a little bit risky. The Sefer HaChinuch even articulated this in terms of why we have the mitzvah of Dalet Minim to redirect our Simcha, you know, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the point is that Simcha can easily become debased, and it becomes, you know, what happened to the Egel Azav, you know, Vaikuma Amet Zachek, you know, becomes orgiastic and Epicurean, and holulus v'sichlus, instead of being the simcha of avas Hashem and avoda. So what do you do if you're the Rambam to protect against that? Because this is the same Rambam who in Hilchos Deos talks about how, you know, darkan shel tamidei chachamim, then there's a certain sobriety of character, there's a certain gravitas, there's a certain seriousness of purpose. So again, dafka bisman simchaseinu, we have to be like doubly careful about understanding what simcha really is. Simcha is a recognition, you know, in a very cognitive sense, you know, ha'ava l'fi ha'yidia, that generates a profound sense of avas Hashem. And when you have that avas Hashem, then that immediately translates into not just performing mitzvos, as Rambam said in Hilchos Teshuva, oses kol ha'mitzvos miyad mitoch ava, but also a simcha, that we're so glad to be able to serve Hashem in this way. But it always has to come back to the idea of avoda, the idea of service, the idea of gravitas, and it can never be debased into something which is, you know, it's okay, we're just having a good time over here. And that itself undermines it. So I think that the Rambam, L'shitaso, and Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Lulav wanted Gedolei Yisrael v'chachameihem to ensure that the simcha was really a kiyum in avodas Hashem, a kiyum in avas Hashem, and not, God forbid, something that can be debased. And, you know, I don't like to be polemical, you know, I like to teach and not so much to preach. But this is a very big challenge in our door. You know, people simply don't understand this. They don't understand that simcha doesn't mean, okay, sometimes we learn and sometimes, you know, we're, you know, we just party. No, our partying is rooted, if I could use such a term, our simcha is rooted, you know, in our understanding of, you know, what it means. There's a chus that it means, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. That is, you know, the only really legitimate expression. You know, of simcha, and that's why it has to be lifnei Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. It's, you know, abundantly clear to everybody that the source of the simcha is the mitzvah, is the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, and that we should never, you know, like, lose our sense of dignity and lose our sense of bearing. You know, when David HaMelech said, "Unikalosios mizos vayisi shafal be'enai," right, he was also lifnei Hashem. He was bringing the aron, and that was the source of rejoicing, right? The idea of, you know, kilovasi adat alamnucha vel hanachala, of bringing, you know, laying the foundation for the Beis Hashem, which would, of course, be the locus of Yira and the locus of Avodas Hashem. So again, we always have to be careful about that, but I think there's a din prati in our generation, you know, not to get carried away with a lot of the, let's say, the zeitgeist, which is all around us, and to, again, be the way that Rambam describes the Talmud Chacham and Hilchos Deos, you know, lo matzasi the guf tov ela shesika, a person who's understated, a person derei chachamim menachas nishmaim, a person who's not out of control, a person, you know, again, who's very balanced. When you have those people who are engaged in the simcha, that makes sure that it's not debauchery or licentiousness, God forbid, that's the egel hazav, just vaikuma amlet zacheg, but it's really a simcha, which is an avoda gedola, an expression of avas hakel shetziva bahen, that I wish everybody a wonderful Zman Simchaseinu in the appropriate sense of the term.